Fogueira sem brasa, só eu, assim sem você. Futebol sem bola, piu-piu sem frajola, só eu, assim sem você. Por que é que tem que ser assim?
Yeah, welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment, right here on 1480 AM KPHX here in Phoenix. Greg Isaac Josephardo, great producer, Eric Reinert, and of course, I'm going to guess this is not from No Escape. That's very offensive to our friends from Taiwan.
No, what? I don't even know what you think that that's what that was. That was offensive that you said that was from Taiwan.
I
was
just like, it was.
This sounds like Portuguese or Spanish.
Well,
that's bad.
This is Adriana Calcanhoto. Singing Fico Asim Sem Voce.
I think it's Portuguese.
From Turistas.
Turistas.
Did you ever see Turistas?
Josh Duhamel, right?
Yes.
Good movie.
Yes. Of course, Another Way to Die in Another Country. Of course, is Breakthrough Entertainment's 1001 Ways to Die in Another Country. I think we're up to about number 704.
74, yeah.
Yes. Another Way to Die is by getting kidnapped and then having your organs harvested.
Yeah.
Yeah. So not a good thing to have
done
to.
Well, mine are pretty ripe, so I think they need to be harvested.
Oh, you want to harvest your... Someone can harvest... Okay, 602-252-1480. Mm-hmm. If you would like to harvest Eric's organs, he says they're ripe.
I don't think anyone wants my organs.
Nobody wants them? All right.
It's possible. You never know.
I've asked and nobody wants my organs.
Yeah, well, that's...
I've asked several times. All the bar crawls.
A specific organ you're trying to get. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't play the accordion very well.
Of course, and this hour is brought to you by Arrowhead Wealth Management, the best at creating and protecting your wealth. Founder and radio host Conrad Kogeschell, his show Money Health is Heard on BreakRadioShow.com. That's BREAK RadioShow.com. And, of course, 623-888-3210 if you'd like to get in touch with him, 623-888-3210.
And right now I think that Eric is getting a phone call, so someone perhaps would like to take Eric up on that offer. Oh, my girlfriend. You don't want to harvest Eric's organs? You want to harvest my organs?
She said yours were rancid.
Mine are rancid?
My dear sweetheart, the scalpels are ready. We will get Eric. He will not feel a thing. And then we stitch him up with embroidery thread.
No, Bobby, that's not what you called for. You called to say that his organs are rancid.
Joseph's organs, based on the last time I saw
I don't have any orphans.
Organs.
Did you see his organ, Bob?
Organ.
Not organ. Organs, plural. The last time I saw Joseph in the alcoholic environment of testosterone-fueled, white-shirted, beastie boys, I think his organs are going down the tubes fast.
He says he doesn't drink.
No. I think he lied to you.
She is speaking with accent as well.
No.
Oh.
No, I'm not. What the hell do you want from me?
Wow.
Anyway.
That was very angry. My organs are organic, by the way.
Yeah, no. Organic, my foot.
They're free range.
Free range. I'll go for free
grass
range.
Grass fed.
That's for sure. Anyway,
you
cannot find
grass.
Jackie anywhere.
You're not. I thought you were calling because you were saying you were outside the door.
No, I am calling because I am saying my scalpel is being sharpened here.
Hey.
And,
but
Bob, you were supposed to bring Eric a sandwich.
Yeah.
And me a sandwich.
And now I'm really upset because I knew you weren't really going to bring it, so I tried to order it from my favorite sandwich place, and they don't do it on Saturdays anymore.
What a shame.
Eric, you are not living right. It's like Joseph I have given to the universe to find a woman for him because I think he is going to be a difficult case.
What, you saying my karma caused the sandwich shop to close?
That could be. I don't know. I didn't say that. You did.
This is awful.
I know a girl named Karma as well.
Yes, that's right. With the C, not the K.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I just want to let you know, Joseph, I lifted you up to the heavens and said, take him and find him a woman.
Well, thank you.
Because I don't want to anymore.
You don't want to?
No, but I want to find out, when's the next drunken fling I want to come to?
The next drunken fling.
That you won't be there at.
Well, she might come.
Yes, I will.
She might want to show up at the Halloween bar.
We saw your picture, definitely. And you look just as expected.
I'm trying to swallow some iced tea here. I just unloaded a truck full of lumber, so don't tick me off, okay?
Oh, wow. Are you? You know what, Bobby? You need to watch us
lumber.
On Meerkat. Why don't you watch us on me? I know you say you don't have technology and all this stuff, but why don't you hook up with a friend?
She said her cell phone's in a drawer somewhere.
Yeah, it's with the hammer and the shovel and the knife.
But find the Natalie and say, you know,
Jackie
and Natalie, find one of them
different
and say
names.
You want to watch us on Meerkat.
Spell Meerkat, M-E-A-R?
M-E-E-R-K-A-T.
Just like the animal.
Okay, yeah, just I know about Meerkat.
Yes.
They're cool.
You want to watch us on Meerkat. You could see what happens during the breaks.
I can only imagine, and it's I'm sure I would laugh my toes off.
I just ate a Kit Kat bar on camera.
It's very exciting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we had 400 people watching us, and then Glenn Beck knocked us off.
You all need to get a life, but that's okay. It will liven up whenever I've got to go and...
I need to get a life. What?
Stop it. I got to pill for a lime tree, because we're going to make, instead of lemon pie, we're going to make lime pie.
And we need to get a life?
I did not promise you a
I guess we need to unload lumber.
Yeah.
She promised that Jackie was going to come. You know what? What happened?
Stop it.
Jackie probably saw my picture, and she didn't want to come.
Stop
she's
it.
Oh, that's why he's on radio.
Stop it.
And she doesn't have the guts to tell you the truth.
Stop it.
Don't spare my feelings, Bobby.
Stop it.
We don't stop.
Joseph.
Yeah?
I have a child who is 51 years old.
Oh, my
gosh. He is handsome as can be. I have a daughter who is 54 years old, gorgeous as she can be.
Yes.
Now, you are just a baby, and you're a very good-looking man.
Thank you.
You need to put a sign on your forehead saying, looking for love.
I did have someone draw the mustache on me at the last bar call.
I think that sign has been there for a while.
It's not the same thing.
Well, I think that the answer was we need to go to Australia and talk like Americans. That's the thing.
No.
Be yourself.
No. You just need to be yourself.
All right. Okay.
It's not
I meant in Australia, be yourself.
Oh, Eric just wants me.
In this country, you have to play some different part
altogether. Right. In this country, I have to play Dimitar. Hello, my name is Dimitar, and I am from Bulgaria.
Yeah, right.
Nice
That'll
to meet you.
Get you nowhere.
Dimitar.
Is that close to scimitar?
No, it's actually one of my friends.
Oh,
he's actually from Bulgaria. He hates when
really
I make fun
Dimitar?
Of him. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Dimitar.
Yeah. Dimitar.
Dimitar. That's nice. That's my area, you know, well, Yugoslavia, Ukraine.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Very good there, Bob.
How much?
Anyway. Right. So what's the next drunken Fruit Loop spring?
Halloween, right?
Yeah, Halloween. Right now, there's nothing else planned until Halloween. So there's two Halloween parties. One's going to take place a week before, and one's going to take place the night before Halloween. So you can go, and you can dress up as whatever you want.
She doesn't have to dress up.
Yeah, no, I will.
She can dress up as Katiana.
Unusual. Yeah,
okay.
The cat will probably lock me in the closet, and she'll come out.
And Eric is expecting his sandwich next week. We need you to come bring the sandwich.
I wasn't expecting it to begin with.
But, Eric knows me. Okay?
What to expect when you're expecting.
Now, if you're collecting coats for homeless or doing something like that, I come through big time. But
we're collecting sandwiches for the homeless.
Yeah, right. You're not homeless, and you're not hungry. You're not going to starve, Eric. Okay?
I am now that my favorite sandwich place is closed.
Yeah.
Well, just whine and bitch about it, and, you know, we'll go from there.
All right.
Well,
thank you.
Well, thank you very much for calling, Bobby. We appreciate you.
Yeah, Meerkat, I'll pull that up, and we'll take a look at the craziness.
That'll be good. It's shenanigans all over the place.
Yeah,
sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Take care.
Yeah, it's on the internets.
On the internets. You can go on the Facebook, and there's an Earl on there, right?
An Earl.
E-A-R-L. My name is Earl. So, Greg, we were going to talk about our other movies that we're opening, but actually, I want to hear your thoughts on our other Owen Wilson movie that we talked about last week. She's Funny That Way. I gave it a thumbs up last week.
Yes.
Greg, you saw it. Do you agree?
As do I. Yes, I do agree. The only thing is, I thought maybe the way it ended, maybe could have been a little different, but you know what? It was entertaining. It was funny. It was goofy comedy. You know, some seriousness involved in there. And I actually thought that Imogen Poots' accent was good.
Yeah.
I wasn't annoyed by it at all, and just such a talented actress.
Well, you're just looking at her, and that and none of
well,
it.
Well,
that, of
you know, Jennifer Aniston was great in her role. I mean, everyone fit pretty well with their roles, and of course, the Michael Shannon 12-second scene. You know, you got to check that out.
Did you get the joke in that scene now? Put me down. All right. You're an idiot. I'll put you down.
Yes, we get it.
It was good stuff. But, just overall. So, great cast. Catherine Hahn's great. You can't go wrong with Rhys Ifans. great as well. So, you know, even if you're not a fan per se of those actresses or actresses, I mean, you should, actors, actresses, just the movie in general, it just has kind of a feel that we haven't seen in a while, and mm-hmm. everything kind of ties together, not necessarily like Valentine's Day or New Year's Eve, but kind of
coincidence
type thing. Yeah,
the restaurant scene was pretty entertaining.
Oh yeah, one of my favorite scenes of the movie. And so just some great characters in there and good lines that you'll see. So definitely recommend you check it out, and you get it on demand as well. So
is that how you checked it out?
Checked it out. Yeah.
Very nice.
So
very
good
nice.
Stuff.
Yes.
A lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Now, I disagree with you on the TV show Scream, though. I saw two episodes, and maybe it's because I love the movies so much.
Yeah.
I know it's based off it, but obviously, you know, it's different. I don't know. I didn't like, you know, maybe I should give it more of a chance.
Okay.
It just wasn't what I expected, really.
All right. Well, I didn't love it. I'm saying that because we were talking with our MTV guy.
Okay.
But I do watch it.
Okay.
I am entertained by it.
Yeah.
I am waiting to see who the killer is.
Yeah. No, and I think people should check it out at least because I could see why there's good elements and things like that. And anytime there's a mystery and you want to know who the killer is. Some reason I didn't get into it as much, but again, maybe I didn't give it as much of a chance as I should. Those mystery shows are good. Really excited for Scream Queens coming up.
Yeah, Lea Michele.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Ryan Murphy, the, you know, American Horror Story, Glee guy. So like you said, with Lea Michele, all those people mixing in. Yeah, Emma Roberts in there. We know she could play a crazy. and so great stuff coming up there. And that's Fox, and the debut, it will be a Tuesday night show. It's going to be a two-hour debut. Don't know the date offhand. I'll get it after the break, but in mid to late September.
And we're actually going to have our fall TV preview on September 12th, so you're going to want to stay tuned to Breakthrough Entertainment for that on KPHX 1480 AM here in Phoenix.
Yes.
And on Meerkat online at Breakthrough Entertainment. But we've got several guests lined up for that, so we'll get you ready for the fall TV season.
Yeah.
All of our guests that day will be from either new or returning
sure.
TV shows.
Yes.
So that should be very exciting. But we have more guests coming up after the break. Another guest, of course. There's a movie called Turbo Kid that will be that came out yesterday. It's on video on demand, and it's at the Film Bar here locally in Arizona. But you can check that out. And you're going to really be interested in seeing the movie after you hear our next two guests. After the break, we have on actor Monroe Chambers, and then shortly after that, we will have Laurence LeBeau. We'll have to figure that out before we...
Eric, you do the honors.
Yes. But after the break, we will speak with Monroe Chambers, so very much looking forward to that. But before we get to that, we need to hear from a movie, the score from a movie that is perhaps very frightening, set in another country... Hostel.
Okay.
So there's another way that you could die in another country. Of course, that is basically being tortured to death and having your eyes gouged out and
then
all
they
sorts
used
of
a blowtorch in one of the movies on the girl's eye.
Yeah, yes. very nasty things. The Hostel movies, of course. Eli Roth.
I've been scared about my eyes, like at night. Sometimes I'll put my hand by them. Like
yeah.
I don't know something
and,
about it.
And I want to let our listeners know the last weekend in September. In honor of Eli Roth's The Green Inferno,
yeah.
Breakthrough Entertainment's Cannibalism Show.
That sort of sounds like a Friday the 13th type of song, too. But, of course, Breakthrough Entertainment right here, 1480 AM KPHX. We'll be back after the break with Monroe Chambers from the new film Turbo Kid.